U.S. to lift some trade sanctions on Russian ally Belarus. By Breitbart London on December 13, 2025. Vilnius, Lithuania, AP. The United States says it is lifting sanctions on Belarusian potash in the latest sign of a thaw between Washington and the isolated autocracy. John Cole, the U.S. Special Envoy for Belarus, made the announcement after meeting the country's authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko in the Belarusian capital of Minsk on Friday and Saturday. A close ally of Russia, Minsk has faced Western isolation and sanctions for years. Lukashenko has ruled the nation of 9.5 million with an iron fist for more than three decades. And the country has been repeatedly sanctioned by Western countries both for its crackdown on human rights and for allowing Moscow to use its territory in the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Speaking with journalists, Cole described the two-day talks as very productive. Belarus state news agency Belta reported Saturday. The U.S. envoy said that normalizing relations between Washington and Minsk was our goal. We're lifting sanctions, releasing prisoners. We're constantly talking to each other, he said, according to Belta. He also said that the relationship between the countries was moving from baby steps to more confident steps as they increased dialogue. The last time U.S. officials met with Lukashenko in September 2025. Washington announced easing some of the sanctions against Belarus while Minsk released more than 50 political prisoners into Lithuania. Overall, Belarus released more than 430 political prisoners since July 2024, in what was widely seen as an effort at a rapprochement with the West. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya told the Associated Press on Saturday that sanctions relief was part of a deal between Minsk and Washington, in which another large group of political prisoners in Belarus were expected to be released. The freeing of political prisoners means that Lukashenko understands the pain of Western sanctions and is seeking to ease them, Tsikhanouskaya said. She added, but let's not be naive, Lukashenko hasn't changed his policies. His crackdown continues and he keeps on supporting Russia's war against Ukraine. That's why we need to be extremely cautious with any talk of sanctions relief, so that we don't reinforce Russia's war machine and encourage continued repressions. Tsikhanouskaya also described European Union sanctions against Belarusian potash fertilizers as far more painful for Minsk than those imposed by the U.S., saying that while easing U.S. sanctions could lead to the release of political prisoners, European sanctions should push for long-term, systemic changes in Belarus and the end of Russia's war in Ukraine. The latest round discussions also touched on Venezuela, as well as Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, Belta said. Cole told reporters that Lukashenko had given good advice on how to address the conflict, saying that Lukashenko and Russian President Vladimir Putin were longtime friends with the necessary level of relationship to discuss such issues. Naturally, President Putin may accept some advice and not others, Cole said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook. Breitbart London.